Good morning. Welcome to the Cookie Effect Podcast. I'm your girl, Cookie. Guys and girls, we have something to talk about. Gather round, gather round. Come to the gathering because it's about to go down. Oh my gosh, how many of you are checked in online and the internet, the baby and Danny Lee, his baby mama? I don't know if you've been under a rock, if you've been too busy for life, and you don't know what's going on, you have been sick and isolating yourself, and you don't know what's going on. But everybody and their mama and papas, uncles and aunties, babies, newborns, fetus, everybody knows what's going on social media with the baby. And Danny Lee, his baby mom. Now let's dissect. So guys and girls, you know already, if you don't know, I'll give you a snippet. I don't want to talk about specifically their drama, but I want to talk about how this impacts our daily lives as men and women in relationships and how men treat women constantly, daily, every day. Why are we surprised at how the baby is treating Danny Lee? Why are we surprised on how she is acting or has acted in the past? There is a message for both parties. Men and women can learn something positive from this situation that is disgusting, that is nasty, that is triggering for so many people on so many levels. Now let's get into it. The rapper, DaBaby, as you all know, is a huge, huge artist, huge rapper. He recently had a situation where he was almost being canceled because he was saying derogatory things about gay people or something like that, to that effect, okay? And people try to cancel him. But today, or this week, on the internet, DaBaby exposed who he really is. So DaBaby has been secretly dating Danny Lee for 3 years now. She was an upcoming artist, singer, rapper. You know, she was an artist. She was young. She's probably in her, right now, she's probably in her, probably under 25, if not 25. Okay? Now, they've been dating. They came up as artists together. But at the time, DaBaby was slightly more popping than she was. But at the same time, she was a young, good-looking, very good-looking artist. So it's no surprise why he wanted to pursue her or date her. So they dated off and on because, as you know, DaBaby is a player. Okay, he has other women, he has his baby mom, who's number one, his childhood baby mother, she's number one, she has kids by him, okay? She's solid in their relationship, situationship. She allows him go out there and do whatever he wants with other women, as long as he comes back to her, and as long as he takes very good care of her and nobody claims her position, she's happy with that. That's the first baby mama, Mimi. Now, Danny Lee was this young girl who fell head over heels in love with DaBaby. I mean, of course, multi-millionaire, you know, artist. He is popping, drippy, swaggy, all of that. These young girls get fooled by material shit. So, he's playing around with her. And of course, Danny, you knew what he was. You knew he was a player. You knew he was a cheater. You knew. The world tried to tell you, but yellow bone is what he wants. you know, a lot of us women get with these guys and you think, oh, I'm better than everybody else. Fuck you for telling me to watch my back. You guys are just jealous of me because I'm with the baby. You're jealous of me because I'm with a popular guy. You're jealous of me. No, sis, we're not jealous of you. We're trying to help you. We're trying to show you that, yo, be careful with this dude. Be careful. But a lot of women don't listen. And that's a major problem with us women. We do not listen. We have to start listening. We must listen to our friends. We must listen, open our eyes to our family members. We must listen when people are trying to warn us about something or someone. We must try to listen. Don't be so caught up. Don't be digmatized. Okay? Don't be digmatized by these guys. And it makes us do crazy things. Now, I'm not passing blame on the girl because we've all been through it. And I'm never going to shame a woman for going through what she's going through, for falling in love with the wrong guy who treated her like crap. Okay? We've all been there. We've all probably had babies. I know I have, by somebody who treated you like crap afterwards. So I would never shame a woman for loving a man and a man treats her like dirt. Now, the baby came on live. So Danny Lee had a baby by the baby. Okay, the baby's only 3 months old. 3 months old. Now, there was speculation that the baby was the baby father. This is so confusing. The baby was the baby father of her baby. Although there was no claim by the baby that he was having a baby with Danny Lee, his side chick, as he puts it. Okay? But the world knew she was pregnant. She tried to deny it, but she never outright came out and said who the baby father was. So they left it to the world to speculate. But the world already knew that the only person she was messing with was the baby. So Danny Lee was having a baby for the baby. For the big baby. Jesus Christ, help me. I hope you guys are keeping up, Cookie Crew. I hope you're keeping up. So basically, fast forward 3 months to this week, a live pops up on the internet. I'm not sure what day it is. This has been going on for the past 3 days or so. The baby finally revealed what everybody has been knowing all this time. He was on live, and he was on live with Danny Lee at their home. She was feeding the baby. I don't know if she was breastfeeding or butter feeding the baby, but it kind of looked like the way she was sat, it looked like she was breastfeeding, but you never know. But she had the baby with her, and this man was live, showing the whole entire live. This lady, his baby mother, his child, being fed and antagonizing and poking fun at his mom, at the mom, at his baby mom. Making her feel humiliated, less than. Gaslighting her. That shit triggered me. Men should not be allowed. Who raised you? I don't care if she is a slut. I don't care if she's for the streets. I don't care if you think she's a prostitute. I don't care if you think she nasty. I don't care. She is a woman that has just had a child that is feeding her baby in her arms. She should not be degraded in that manner. She should not be treated like that by the man who gave her that child. What is the child going to do when this child grows up and sees how her parents were treating each other when she was a baby? This is sad. I'm disgusted by the way the baby came across on his live. I'm not going to go through everything. I just want you guys to go check it out yourself. It's all over the Twitter. It's all over YouTube. It's all over the internet. And my thing is, a lot of men are quiet right now. Why? Why are a lot of men out there quiet right now when a fellow man is degrading, gaslighting, abusing, verbally abusing, and then call the cops on this, on his baby mom, on this young, vulnerable woman who is madly in love with you. And you sitting on live telling this mother of your child is 3 months old, fresh out the womb. This is her first baby. She's probably got postpartum. She's probably got stress. She's probably depressed. You weren't there for the pregnancy. But you come on live and you tell the world she's nothing but a side chick. She's nothing but a side chick. Certified side chick. How dare you, bro? How dare you? Don't you have a mother? Don't you have sisters? Heck, you have daughters that are gonna grow up. And can you imagine another man treating your daughters like this, their baby? And trust me, karma is really good at showing up. And just pray it doesn't show up on your kids, on your daughters, for everything you've done to somebody else's daughter. Let's hope karma doesn't show up like that for you, the baby. And it's funny that no man, I haven't seen the celeb man speaking up, calling him out. Guys remain quiet. Why? Why y'all quiet? Y'all agree with this behavior? Is this how y'all do? I'm telling you, sisters, women, this message is for us. I'm speaking to myself as well. It's time for us women to take control of our lives. Stop giving all of us to these men that don't deserve us. We must stop losing ourselves to these men who are less deserving of us, who don't even do half of what we do for them. We need to stop putting ourselves, aligning ourselves, giving our hearts to broken men, mentally abused, broken, toxic men. As women, we need to close our legs from now on. I agree with Anyanla. We need to close our legs and stop giving up so easily to these men. Let these men work for us, for our attention, for our bodies, for our minds, for us as women. Let them prove their worth to you. I'm sorry. It hurt me to see a man treat a woman in the way the baby treated Danny Lee, the mother of his child. That shit triggered me because you know why? I know a lot of women who have been through it. I've been through it myself. And I know so many other women are going through it right now as we speak. This is not okay. Too many women, too many kids are left without fathers because men have this mentality of having trophy women and then getting them pregnant and then leaving them. Or just having women for the fuck of it, making babies, and leaving, walking away, abusing women. If you don't want a woman, why are you bothering her? If you don't want a relationship, why are you going for girls who want a relationship? If you want to be a slut, why don't you go have a slutty relationship? Why are you taking good girls and breaking them? You taking good women and breaking them down. Y'all are taking these young girls and breaking them down. Why? Protect our young women. This is not okay. Where is his mother? I'm telling you, I keep making podcasts about how mothers enable their sons to act a fool out here in these streets. Mothers of men, of boys, need to step up. Mothers of boys need to step up and start treating their boys accordingly, teaching them how to respect women, not just respect their mother. A lot of women raise their boys to only respect them as mothers, no other woman. And that's where the problem lies. I am a mother of three boys, and I'll be damned if I only raise my sons to take care of me, to be loyal to me, to treat me, only me, with respect. I'm sorry, that's wrong. You raise your boys to respect women of all kinds, of all ages, of all religions, of all sex, of all everything. Women are precious. Women are precious. Without women, there will be no human beings in the world. A man cannot procreate. Women are sensitive beings. We must start treating our women with respect. We must start treating women better. Women, we cannot wait for these men to start treating us better. We need to start treating ourselves better. We need to start treating each other better. We need to start respecting and loving ourselves. We need to start owning our own shit. Stop giving up your home, your life for a man. Stop giving up your success to make a man successful or make a man feel comfortable in his success. A lot of men don't like successful women or strong, independent women because we make them feel uncomfortable. We make them feel emasculated as men. Why? Because they are not strong men. So the only way they feel strong is to bring us down as women, to make us feel like we don't need to work. We don't need to have our own. Let's depend on them. It's control. A man that feels threatened by an independent woman, by a strong woman, is not a man. That's a weak boy. That's a weak boy. Women, we have to do better. We have to empower each other. These men are out here taking us for a joke. These men are out here treating us worse than they would even treat their enemy. And this is the mother of your child. Yo, men need to do better. Right now, I am tired. It's not just about the celebrities. I'm talking about real life girls, real life women going through the exact same things, if not worse. The celebrities are just highlighting what's going on behind closed doors in our households, in our friends' household, all over around us. Yes, this happens. Don't be fooled. And that's why it's so triggering. That's why it's so sad. And it's even worse that men, other men are not speaking up for Danny Lee. Other men are not speaking up, canceling the baby, telling, you know what I'm saying? Like holding him accountable. It's almost like guys are justifying his behavior. And don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that there are no nasty women out there. I'm not saying that there are no disgusting women who embarrass us women, who treat men like shit, who use men, who are disgusting, who are nasty. The same goes to them. The same goes to them. If a person shows you who they are, we gotta stop believing them. So I just want to say, ladies, this podcast is really not to talk about those people, but for us to use this as an example of how us women get treated on a daily, especially baby mamas, especially baby mothers, single baby mothers. These men impregnate you and then say that you try to trap them. They impregnate you and then say you are the bad guy. They impregnate you and then say they don't want to be with you anymore. They impregnate you and call you a slut. They impregnate you and say you're not good enough. They impregnate you and call you a hoe. They impregnate you and call you a side chick. When they were wooing you for months and months and months, buying you gifts, saying all the nice things to you, telling you everything you needed to hear. But when it's all said and done, they call you a slut. They say you're a side chick. Wow. Ladies, close your legs. Open your heart. And let's start protecting ourselves as women. Because clearly, nobody else out here is going to protect us. They don't make men like they used to. Men don't believe in protecting women. Men don't even care about women. I'm disgusted. Absolutely. That no man is speaking up. So guess what, ladies? Fuck him. Fuck him. The baby was absolutely wrong. Out of line, out of order. And Danny Lee, for all my young girls out there, don't fall for the bullshit. Do not fall for the bullshit. If a man can't make you his number one and only, leave him. Stop allowing yourselves be number one, two, and three, and four, and five. Just because he's taking care of you, buying you a house, buying you a car, giving you money, buying you a Birkin. You think that that's love and that's okay. Even his baby mama, Mimi, you ain't shit, girl. You're number one. Okay, he's still cheating on you. He ain't married to you. He's still sleeping with other girls and coming back to you. How's that feel? Allegedly, she's pregnant again. You no different to Danny or the other girls. You're not special, boo. We need to stop lying to ourselves as women. We need to stop lying to ourselves. Stop it. Oh, I'm the special one. Oh, he loves me more because we've been childhood. No. You're all being used. Protect yourselves, women. Protect yourself. Choose you first. Let's all stop making it easy for these men to break our hearts. We're making it easy for these guys to break our hearts. Let them work for us for once. Let them prove. Let them show. Let them earn it. To myself, I'm sending this message too. I've made mistakes like these. Over the fact that a guy likes you, you give him your everything, and then he treats you like nothing. I'm triggered. I'm sad for all the women who've been through stuff like this. It's not something you wish on a woman, on any woman, no matter who she is. She just had a baby. The baby's 3 months old. Can you imagine being humiliated like that in public for the world to see? It's not okay. The baby's out of order. And then press charges on her. You gaslight her. Then she reacts. Then you call the cops. I'm telling you guys. Men are disgusting these days. I've been through it. Grown men lying on their wives, on their women, to make themselves feel good. to make themselves feel better as a man. I've been through it. It's ugly. So ladies, please look after yourselves. Please take care of yourselves. And I vow to continue raising good, stable, well-rounded men for the next generation. And I hope you women who are raising boys do the same. Because right now, your daughters are not going to find true love with great men if we don't start raising great men. Mothers of boys, you have a huge responsibility in how you raise your sons. And men, it saddens me that 2022, men, they're no longer men. Men don't protect women. Men abuse women. Men bring women down. Men are disgusting. And I'm not saying all men, but the ones that are bad outweighs the ones that are good. So we need an even balance. There are no more good men out there. It's trash. 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 On that note, guys, be good to yourselves and be good to each other. I'm your girl, Cookie, Miss Capricorn, Miss Tell It Like It Is, Cookie Crew. Peace.